KFIZ News Time is 9:10, 10 minutes past 9 o'clock here on a Tuesday. It's July 27th of 2021. Spencer Wagon here with you. Thanks for joining us here this morning on KFIZ. And it might be raining outside, but it is all happiness and smiles in the studio. And that is because we're going to talk about the Wisconsin State Fair. It is back in 2021. That's excellent news. And joined by Jen Puente. She is the chief marketing officer with the fair. You've brought like 18 boxes of cream puffs here, and we can't thank you enough for that. And we can't thank you enough for being in studio this morning. How are you?
Absolutely. I'm great. Well, you can't say fair without saying cream puffs, right?
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
And we're so excited to be back. Our 170th year this year. And, you know, just having a year off, we're just so excited to be able to bring back some of these traditions and family fun that people know to love August 5th through the 15th.
August 5th through the 15th at State Fair Park. If Milwaukee was not abuzz with all the sports craziness, the Bucks and now the Brewers in first place, of course, and I guess we could talk about what's happening in Green Bay, too.
Too soon. I'm not ready for that.
Aaron Rodgers is in the building. I just saw a report, so I think we're finally past the craziness, but this is not a sports interview. It's State Fair. The fair being back added on to all the excitement Milwaukee's had. I mean, it's just so great to see. And why don't you give us, to start, the basic details. You mentioned the 5th through the 15th. Give us all the who, what, when, where, why, and how people can get their tickets.
Absolutely. So fair runs August 5th through the 15th. Something new this year, we will be opening at 11 a.m. in the morning. Okay. I know people are used to coming down and being early birds, but just, you know, with some of the changes we've had to make from COVID and, you know, some additional cleaning overnight and some staffing shortages, we're just trying to make the best fair possible we can. So 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. are the daily hours, with the exception of August 15th. Which is 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. So come on down to State Fair Park and really enjoy us. Join us and have some fun. Now, if you do not have your tickets already, we have a ticket deal for $11 at wistatefair.com right now that is going through the end of the month. You can also get discounted cream puffs, bargain books, and Spin City Ride and game credits. So if you're looking for a deal, that is the best way to get it.
Excellent, excellent. So State Fair website, best place to go, as you mentioned, for all the details. And with those changes, obviously, you guys are still taking COVID seriously. You know, it sounds kind of, I don't want to say silly to say that, but we're still in the middle of a pandemic, but you want people to come out, have fun, and still use common sense. If they're not feeling well, maybe don't come out, or maybe delay your visit, right?
You're absolutely right. And we realize people coming out of the pandemic, you know, this year they may feel uncomfortable. We completely respect that. Mm-hmm. You know, we respect that people may prefer to, you know, stay socially distanced, go on a boat, whatever they choose to do. But if you are interested, we will be there for you for the 11 days. We will have tons. We have a couple hundred additional hand sanitizers throughout the grounds. We will not be requiring masks or social distancing at this time. You know, we are being really mindful of the variant that is out there and, you know, watching CDC recommendations and guidelines and things along those lines.
Let's talk about fun stuff. What are some of the highlights of the fair? Obviously, cream puffs are a highlight. We'll talk about food in just a minute, but I know you've got some really great music acts. You've got so many things for people to check out. What are some of the signature things, I guess, people should check out at the fair this year?
Sure. The State Fair main stage has all of our national headlining entertainment. There is an additional ticket for that, again, at wistatefair.com. Those main stage tickets do include your fair admission the day of the show. Now, make sure, if you are interested in any of the shows that I'm going to bring up, that you do go to the State Fair website. There are a lot of, you know, third-party ticket dealers out there that are charging way more than we are for our main stage tickets, which usually run anywhere from $30 to $60, mm-hmm. Which is really a great deal to see acts like the Beach Boys, Hank Williams Jr., Boys to Men, which I'm personally very excited about.
There you go.
Brothers Osborne, Casting Crowns, Chris Young, Billy Idol, Foreigner. You know, we've really got a really diverse lineup for all the music fans out there.
That's awesome. And so many great national acts, you know, and at a great price, too. You could come on out, enjoy the fair, and then see a show. You got a full day planned right there.
You do. And we also have nearly 30 free stages of entertainment. So with your ticket, you can go to the Bank 5-9 Amphitheater. Nightly headliners like a Journey tribute band. We've got Pat McCurdy, which is a great Wisconsin mm-hmm. favorite. Peter Nguyen of Hermits. We've got Here Come the Mummies, which is a great funk rock band. If you've never seen them before, I highly recommend it. But then there's lots of local artists and musicians that are playing all throughout the 11-day run.
Awesome. And you mentioned all the rides and other entertainment and so many great things for folks to check out. You have animals to check out. You have different places that people could just walk through, different buildings. What are some of those other kind of non like musical entertainment things that people could check out?
Agriculture is the cornerstone of what we're built on. Is what makes a fair mm-hmm. is all those animals. And coming in, we have over 6,000 animals that we see over the course of the 11 days. Everything from, you know, cattle to chicken to pigs, sheep, goats, you name it. You can see those all at the state fair. Now, there's animals that are only there certain times of the fair, which is a unknown fact for many. So WIStateFair.com will have all of your favorite animals and when you can guarantee to see them during your trip at the fair.
And we can't talk about the fair without talking about the food. I was looking through some of the press materials you folks sent out, and I got like a 2-page list of new foods and beverages. That's just the new stuff. I saw an entire list of food on a stick. And I know there's the Sporkies, is that right? The different the awards that are like judged and voted on. What are some of the food highlights this year at the fair?
Absolutely. So we have 70 new food items this year, which is incredible. With our vendors having a year off, they had lots of time to be creative. We have 8 Sporkies finalists, which is our food competition. It really is kind of the craziest of the crazy that our fairgoers come up with, or that our vendors come up with. Everything from the Glazy Boy Donut, which is like it's a hamburger between two Greeby's glazed donuts with Fontina cheese and all sorts of other goodness on there. There's the cinnamon roll and bacon cheese curds, you know, just to name a few, which again, and then there's something new that coming this year that I, for whatever reason, really is exciting to me. It's a smaller food item with the cranberry cake pop from the Wisconsin Cranberry Growers. Okay. So if you're a foodie like most of us are that go to the fair, you've got all these crazy foods, but don't forget about the Wisconsin Products Pavilion. Mm-hmm. That is where you get all your Wisconsin commodities, from your grilled cheese sandwich. Our State Fair Foundation, which a lot of people don't know that we have, is actually introducing a new chocolate shake this year.
Oh, nice.
That all the proceeds will go back to benefit the foundation. So a great new food item and something to wash down all the tasty foods.
That's awesome. And we can't talk about food without talking about cream puffs. You mentioned those a few moments ago. If folks want to get cream puffs, what do they need to do? They can stop out to the fair. Can they pre-order still? Is that still a thing?
We are not doing pre-orders during the fair, but certainly come out to the fair. We are bringing back the drive-through this year, and I know there's people that, you know, with seeing the success from years past and then last year, there is a drive-through. It's only available during the week, so August 9th through the 13th is the only time that you can get those, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. at State Fair Park. Now, those are a pre-order system. You can go to the original Cream Puffs website or wistatefair.com to get those pre-orders. We do encourage you to order those ahead of time to save yourself a little bit of money.
Okay, very good. So you're doing the drive-up, which is good. So if you want to, you know, be your hero of the workplace, you can, you know, drive those drive-up and get those cream puffs, or you can just enjoy a box by yourself, whatever you want to do.
You know what, that's fine. Or
no
judgment. Come on down for, you know, a day or two and then grab some on your way home if you spend the night in Milwaukee. If you, you know, like we were talking, catch a brewer game or you know, all the other great things that Milwaukee has to offer. We still have a great package out there right now that goes on through the end of the month as well with the Milwaukee County Zoo. It's the party animal package. You can actually buy a zoo ticket and a state fair ticket in one package, which is a great way, again, if you're going to come down and make kind of a family experience of it. Those zoo tickets are good through the rest of the year, so you don't have to get all your fun done in one weekend if that doesn't work for you either.
That's awesome. Great experience at the zoo. I was just there with some family earlier this year, and they got a lot of cool stuff. There's a lot of walking at the zoo, but that's good. You know, you get some exercise in, see the animals, take in all the sights, and get some more exercise, and you know, eat to your heart's content at the state fair too.
That's right. So. Well, we always say calories don't count at the fair.
That's true.
You know, don't worry about if you have deep fried pickles for breakfast, like I choose to have, or the pickle pizza, which is one of my favorite items, or the jalapeno cheddar corn dog is also one of my favorite items.
Nice.
Although I really do tend to gravitate towards like the smaller, simpler things, mm-hmm. Because we're running around so much during the fair,
right?
That I have to have something that I can grab and go.
I totally understand. I think most of us do too. Any other highlights at the fair this year you wanted folks to? We've covered food, we've covered entertainment, we've covered kind of the other places, the Wisconsin Products Pavilion and places like that. Anything else you wanted to highlight this year for the fair, now that you're celebrating, you're back for 2021?
Yeah, we're really encouraging people to know before you come down. You know, if you have questions, certainly visit our website. We'll tell you the do's and the don'ts. Pack light. You don't need to bring your suitcase to the fair.
Right.
You know, that'll make your experience a lot easier when you're getting into the gate. And then just remember those hour changes. If you do not buy your tickets and parking in advance, those will be credit card only, but all of our food vendors throughout the fair park will still be accepting cash.
Okay, So good to keep in mind. You mentioned WIStateFair.com. If people have questions, I know Facebook's social media probably big too, right?
Absolutely. Follow us on all the platforms at WI State Fair as well.
Very good. Jen, thanks so much for coming in. Thanks for the cream puffs, too, and happy fair time.
We'll see you at the fair August 5th through the 15th.
Excellent. Thanks, Jen. That's Jen Puente joining us from the State Fair. Oh, boy, it's coming up August 5th through the 15th, and I'm going to go eat a cream puff after this. This is KFIZ. Pickard's